This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
It is 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, Power Listen. Of course, we are kicking into the second hour of our show for today. And just to quickly, of course, just give you some headlines in terms of what's coming up. We are going to be having our chat with Mr. Hilton Colner. Of course, he is the Discovery Bank CEO. And of course, our apologies for making him wait a little bit for this conversation. We're going to pick that conversation shortly. And then, of course, we're going to be getting into National Debt Awareness Month. And that's a conversation that is going to be coming with debt pastors. It is Thursday. We're going to be getting into our power suit conversation as well. So certainly looking forward to getting into that part of the conversation. And that will give us the length and the breadth of our show for today, Power Listener. And as always, we do appreciate you joining our in-studio conversation. Do call us on 0861-987-000. Tweet us at PowerFM987. Tweet me at Sifiso_Kenjana.
This is your world. Power 98.7. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking, and of course I did say, Power Listener, that we would pick up the conversation with the CEO of Discovery Bank, Mr. Hilton Colner. Hilton, good evening and welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Sifiso. Good evening.
My apologies for keeping you waiting for a little bit there, Hilton.
No problem. It's been a great show.
100%. Yeah, Power Listener, of course, we are hearing from Discovery, from some of the data that they've been analyzing, that simply that travel is now back to normal post, COVID-19, with people having spent quite a bit on flight bookings as well. And so certainly I think, Hilton's going to help us make sense around some of the data they've been analyzing and some of the, latent trends that have been coming through as well. So Hilton, maybe just give us some highlights around some of the data you guys have been analyzing and what's coming through there.
So I think the biggest sort of trend that we've seen, or the biggest insight that we've seen in our sort of bank data, is that travel and travel spend has returned to the pre-COVID levels that we saw 2 or 3 years ago. And I think COVID had a devastating impact on the travel industry and hospitality industry. Mm. And what we've seen over the last 6 to 9 months in particular has just been a tremendous rebound and sort of the emergence of revenge travel in a sense, and that's really confirmed by the numbers that we've seen. So we're seeing travel at pre-COVID levels. Spend on travel has been significant and substantial, and our clients are traveling domestically extensively. I think that many of them rediscovered South Africa as a travel destination, which is fantastic. And they're also traveling significantly abroad. And we see that in sort of foreign exchange numbers and the flights that our clients are booking.
I mean, it's quite an interesting point, and I guess I like the word you use, revenge travel, where really I think people are just, giving back their revenge from all the time we were cooped up. But have you studied maybe what, how the average balances, in those accounts are moving alongside in terms of what's happening with travel? And really I'm asking, is this also customers using a little bit of slack that they had saved up in the context of their disposable income, or are they also just tapping into other forms of income as well to finance the travel?
Yeah, so I think it's a bit of both. I think people did save over the COVID period in some respects, in a sense. They weren't spending as much on transport and they weren't traveling at the time. And travel we see takes up in sort of totality around about 8 to 10% of total spend in sort of a mature state, and over the COVID period that wasn't being expended. People had other expenses, but it wasn't on travel, and travel dropped down to close to 0%. So what we're seeing now is really a normalization. People using their income, people using their savings, and some people where they really want to see relatives and to travel abroad could be accessing credit in order to fund their travel. So it really, I think, depends on individual circumstances. But I think what's been interesting for us is just the extent of leisure travel, which talks to discretionary spend, and really, I suppose, discretionary income that's being utilized. And you know, I think that's been substituted some business travel, which we which intuitively I think we'd expect to reduce because people are doing more business virtually now than they were before.
And I mean, when you look at that, I guess, are you guys looking at aggregate numbers in terms of, or are you able to see the difference between value and volume? And the reason I'm asking that as well is that we've seen a number of airlines fold in South Africa, and average cost of airline travel has gone through the roof as well. And so maybe when you look at kind of average aggregate spend, it could one suggest that we're spending more, but actually it could be a function of I guess, higher price point for the travel as well. And so are you able to give us texture there?
Yeah, you're 100% accurate. So that insight's right. And we look at it right down to an individual traveler level. We look at the different routes and we look at the different airlines. So we, you know, we're in a I guess sort of a central position, not just as a bank, but our entire model is to reward our clients for managing their health better, for managing their money better and managing their different risk behaviors. And one of the sort of the key rewards that we've offered over the last two decades, really, in Discovery has been flight rewards. So the better you manage your health, as an example, the cheaper a flight was or is. And that's been a really, really successful benefit to the point where in sort of pre-COVID years, we were, our members, our clients, were benefiting to the tune of about 1 million of flights a year as a result of this benefit. So that's about 7 or 8 airplanes a day of Vitality or Discovery members flying around the country on discounted flights because they're managing their health better. Mm. Now we as a result of that, we do have some really, really good data. You're 100% right in the sense that the market itself has contracted. So there's less airlines and less capacity post COVID. And that's driven, along with fuel prices and inflation, that's driven the price per flight or price per ticket up to close to probably about double in many instances what we saw pre-COVID, and so the sort of the need to provide the best price flight is crucial, and we see our clients shopping around, they'll look across the entire market. And treat the sort of the flight itself as more of a commodity, and so it's very, very price elastic, very price sensitive, and they tend to focus on the sort of the miles that they can use and the kind of discounts that they can get when they use platforms like ours.
Mm. And I mean, I think another point as you were talking, Hilton, that I was thinking about, and it may give us a different, I guess, lens through which to look at the texture herein as well, is that the demographic of the people who bank with the Discovery Bank may not necessarily be reflective of the demographic of our overall economy, because I think the last number that came from StatsSA is that about 12% of our population are able to travel via air travel in the context of the broader economy. And so when you look at that, and then now when you try to stratify that 12%, I think the demographic profile may look quite interesting as well. Have you done any, I guess, of that stratification as well in your own base of travelers that are coming through Discovery Bank?
Yeah, so our client base is really reflective of the whole kind of employed population across the country, and we see that. You know, we offer, it's a digital bank, it's a digital-led, really mobile, but a full-service bank. And our accounts range from a really low-cost pay-as-you-transact account all the way through to sort of a private banking suite. And so, you know, we're able to cater for virtually anybody with a mobile phone. If you've got a smartphone, there's a product in our sort of suite for our clients. When you layer on top of that the fact that the way that our shared value model works is that if you manage your money well, you get much better benefits in the form of high interest rates and rewards like discounted flights. Mm. So our clients benefit when they book a flight directly from our banking app, and you can do that now. They get discounts of 10 to 75% off the flights based on how they're managing their money, how they're managing their health. And so, you know, it does make flying much more affordable. And you know, when we look at our clients, what's interesting is that they can be young, sort of tech-savvy graduates coming out of university into their first job, but they also are seniors who are already sort of conscious about how they manage their money, and they manage their money well, and therefore looking for the best interest rates in the market. Mm. What's also interesting is that, you know, you think that a smartphone is maybe a hindrance to joining a bank. It's the opposite. You know, we found that what actually happens is that the cost of transport is so high, and the ability to provide brilliant banking wherever somebody resides without having to go into a branch, to be able to do all of their banking any time, day or night, during the week or weekends, is a massive, massive advantage. And so, you know, we found that our clients are coming from a real cross section of South Africans, from young to old, low earners to high income earners, and sort of your urban dwellers all the way through to sort of rural clients, and that talks to the fact that, you know, we've got really deep mobile penetration and great kind of mobile coverage across the whole country.
100%. Hilton, thank you very much, sir, and wishing you a lovely evening further.
Thanks so much. You too.
Our listener, that was Hilton Colner, CEO of Discovery Bank, giving us, of course, all the nuggets about all the revenge traveling y'all have been doing.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.